Between Battles by Mary Soon Lee. A gentle waking, the patter of rain on the tent, six of his guards asleep around him in the darkness, King Zhao's thoughts rising from a dream of Shazia, his first wife. One quiet moment holding Shazia's memory before Zhao sat up, before Feng, standing guard, signed that it was almost dawn. Zhao washed, dressed, chewed a stick of dried meat, settled with Li, captain of the guards, that each guard, Li included, would get 3 hours rest during the day. All of them tired, grieving. Out into the rain, sentries bowing to him as he walked to the pasture land beyond the camp. The horses, dark shapes against dark, wet grass. An effort to push back the thought of Atun. Atun, whom Zhao would have placed in charge of the horses. One of the war horses, a huge black gelding, trotted over to Zhao, nickering. Stood by him, head lowered, while the other horses approached, not too close, leaving Zhao space. Watching him, patient, trusting. Zhao sent for the chief farrier and the horse doctor, reviewed the condition of the horses, from the pasture over to the barns, where he checked on horse tack, horse armor, sacks of feed. 2 hours past dawn, still raining, when Zhao joined Havnar, Memnor's army commander, to hear reports from the scouts who'd returned overnight. Taj's army retreated to a ridgeline 30 miles to the west. On to King Memnor's tent, Memnor wounded, bedridden, more cautious than Zhao had ever known him, as if each day in bed sapped more of his courage. Havnar, anxious to advance, to attack along the ridgeline. Memnor, hesitant, unsure. Zhao stared at a map without seeing it, saw Atun's horse falling, Atun falling underneath, the horse rolling. Zhao took a breath, brought his attention back to Memnor, to Havnar, considered the scout's reports, the mood of both armies. Memnor's men outnumbered, yet buoyed by victory. Taj's men unsettled. Not Zhao's country, not Zhao's army, but he added his weight to Havnar, thinking what might happen if enemy reinforcements arrived, if enemy morale improved. From Memnor to the surgeon's tents, the soldiers used to his visits by now, their jokes bawdier, their stories wilder each time Zhao came. He spent longer than he had to spare with a boy of 17 who panted for breath as he asked about the food in Meking, a rotten, fetid smell coming from his bandaged chest. Zhao sat on the ground by the boy, told him about chopsticks and rice gruel and dumplings and sesame balls and ginger duck. Outside the surgeon's tents, the rain had finally slowed. Zhao drilled with 500 farmers, few of whom had ever handled a sword, but who were quick with axe and scythe. Havnar, too short of men to refuse volunteers. An hour's planning with Havnar and his officers, then 3 hours practicing maneuvers with the remnants of Memnor's cavalry. Dusk darkening to night before they finished. A report from another scout, a late supper with Memnor, then out to the pasture again, the horses coming to him, crescent moon hung in a clear sky, then an hour in his own tent, letting his guards fuss over him while he wrote to Artok, Donal, Sobete, Hanna. Zhao too restless to sleep. Back to the surgeon's tents. A gap where the boy who'd asked about food had been. a gap that halted Zhao. The boy. Atun. New griefs layered over old ones. He took a breath, went over to the men who were still awake, listened to their wild stories.